Hey, thanks for joining us on another Marlins Rewind. Monday night was difficult, no question. Don Mattingly expressed his pride in the team, but last night, the Marlins had to take the field yet again against the New York Mets, and Glenn Geffner has the Tuesday night rewind.
Well, after all the emotion here at Marlins Park last night, we wondered at the outset tonight, could the Marlins sustain the kind of play that we saw here in the series opener against the Mets, playing in honor of Jose Fernandez? Or would they at some point hit a physical and emotional wall? And sadly, we got the answer, and it was not the one we were looking for tonight, as the Mets pound Miami 12-1 tonight. Mets with 12 runs on a total of 19 hits in this ball game against 8 different Marlins pitchers. Marlins got off to a good start in this ball game after Tom Kohler pitched a 1-2-3 first inning. Marlins put a quick run on the board against Noah Syndergaard in the bottom of the inning. D. Gordon got things started with a bunt base hit. He stole second base, his 28th stolen base of the season. And with that man at second, nobody out, Marcell Ozuna gave Miami the early advantage.
The pitch is on the way. And a ball tapped to the right side. Might go through. It does. Out into right field. Here comes Gordon flying around third. He'll score standing up. And it's 1-0 Marlins.
Marlins quick start, our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. All the moves the rest of the way would come from the Mets. In the second, Tom Kohler walked the leadoff man, Curtis Granderson. One on, none out for Jay Bruce.
Jay Bruce swings on the first pitch from Kohler. It's a monster high fly ball down the right field line. It is a fair ball. It is a home run. And with that home run, the Mets have a 2-1 second inning lead.
Mets can play some long ball, and they did it again in the third inning. A leadoff single from Estrubel Cabrera, getting Yoenis Cespedes to the plate. 2-1 to Cespedes, is driven a long way, deep to left center, toward the home run sculpture, and into that home run sculpture, a 2-1 blast for Yoenis Cespedes, his 31st of the season, and it's 4-1 Mets. Now, Tom Kohler would get into the fourth inning, but he wouldn't get out of that fourth inning. He was pulled after 3 2/3 tonight in what could be his final start of the season. TK allowed 4 runs on 6 hits. He walked 4, struck out 3, allowed 2 homers for Kohler, 74 pitches, 52 strikes. Meanwhile, Noah Syndergaard was cruising along in this ballgame. He got through 6. Limiting Miami to a run on 5 hits. Nothing after that first inning run. He didn't walk anybody, struck out 8 for Syndergaard over 6, 93 pitches, 69 strikes. Marlins went through Hunter Cervenka, Nephi Ogando, Dustin McGowan, and Justin Nicolino, and it stayed a 4-1 ball game until inning number 8. In the 8th, Austin Bryce out of the bullpen, and he allowed a pinch hit single to Ty Kelly leading off the inning. Jose Reyes double, putting Mets at second and third. After Estrubel Cabrera lined out to the first baseman, Justin Bour, Marlins opted to intentionally walk Yoenis Cespedes and bring the lefty Mike Dunn in to face Curtis Granderson with the bases loaded. The 0-2, and Granderson lines one by D out into center field for a hit. Kelly scores. Here comes Reyes. Yelich is thrown to third. That's a big two-run single by Curtis Granderson. He comes through against the lefty Dunn. And the Mets extend their lead to 6-1. A big two-run single by the lefty hitting Granderson against the lefty Dunn on an 0-2 pitch. Then another lefty, Jay Bruce, singled. After T.J. Rivera, right-hander, struck out, Dunn went after a third lefty, Lucas Duda, with the bases loaded. Another 2-2 to Duda. And that's in the air. Well hit right field. Back goes Stanton. Over his head. One hop up against the wall. That is going to clear the bases. Lucas Duda with a 3-run double. And the Mets have busted this one wide open. They have scored 5 in the 8th inning to go up 9-1. And they would score 3 more against Odrysimer Despaigne in the 9th inning. And the Mets win this one going away 12-1. For New York tonight, 12 runs on 19 hits, 1 error, 12 men left. For the Marlins, 1 run, 6 hits, no errors. Miami leaves 5 in this game. Noah Syndergaard, the winning pitcher, he's 14-9. Tom Kohler, the loser, 9-13. Time of the game, 3 hours, 20 minutes. A crowd of 21,759 goes home disappointed tonight. Mets are 84-74 with the victory. Now 40-37 on the road. Marlins drop a game below 500. They're 78-79 with four remaining. 40-39 here at Marlins Park.
Well, speaking of Marlins Park, the final home game of the season will be tonight. It'll start at 7:10. We invite you to get tickets at marlins.com, walk around the concourse, soak up all that Marlins Park has to offer one last time this year. Fish have already secured that they won't have a losing record in Miami this season, but a win tonight would put the Marlins over 500 on their own field. Our Fish family bonus code today is Home Sweet Home, the retractable roof in Little Havana, and Marlins Park, where we call home. First pitch will be at 7:10 this evening. Marlins on Deck will start at 6:40. Join us for the radio broadcast on MLB.com. Download the MLB at Bat app. Tune your radios to 940 Winds and listen along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.